This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, is planning on launching a nursing program later this year. We're joined by Regional Chancellor Martin Tadlock. Chancellor Tadlock, welcome back to University Beats.
Thank you for being here.
How many students are we talking about, and how will this program grow over time?
We're talking about an initial cohort of probably 25 or 30 students, but then that will grow over time based on need.
This is a secondary bachelor's degree that can be attained in a relatively short period of time, correct?
That's my understanding. It is a second degree program, and students should be able to complete that within 2 years.
And we're seeing something similar at USF Sarasota Manatee. It's just kind of an example of the need nationwide, particularly here in the state of Florida, is it not?
Well, we know through demand studies that there is a nursing shortage, that we have much more demand for nursing in St. Petersburg and in Pinellas County than we're able to meet currently. The demand is greater here because of the demographic that we have, but yeah, there is a shortage of nursing nationwide.
The location of the program, it's going to be in the city's Marine Exploration Center, was a 2-year lease on this 11,000 square foot space. Why is it important to have a building that is already there, already built, and just needs to be kind of retrofitted for the program?
We were fortunate to be able to lease the facility from the city of St. Petersburg as an intact facility that just needs some modification, which reduces greatly the cost of putting a facility in place to accommodate the nursing lab and the nursing classroom that we need for those students. So this will greatly reduce that cost.
Cooperation is a big thing here in two parts. One, the cooperation between USF St. Pete and the city of St. Petersburg, and two, the cooperation between USF St. Pete and USF Tampa. How important are those relationships?
Oh, absolutely critical. This is just one first step in that collaboration of bringing new academic programs to the residents of Pinellas County through the consolidation process, where we have one accredited institution, no transferability issues, and the ability to bring academic programs offered in Tampa to Pinellas County.
What do you envision when it comes to bringing programs that aren't here on campus currently, but maybe at another campus here?
I think that's the greatest opportunity for students out of the consolidation process. Programs currently offered in Sarasota can be brought here. Programs offered in Tampa can be brought here. There's no competition for delivery of a program within the USF any longer, whereas a separately accredited institution, it used to be kind of a competitive process. If it was already offered in Tampa, then we would not offer it in St. Pete, and we would not offer it in Sarasota. That now will go away.
Any agreements reached yet with any of the local hospitals in the St. Petersburg area in terms of maybe getting training for nursing students there?
I'll have to leave that to the Dean of Nursing in Tampa. They've got their feet on the ground with this, and they are in touch with our colleagues here in the Innovation District of St. Pete, Bayfront, BayCare, Johns Hopkins, All Children's, and various other locations where we have clinical opportunities.
Is this something that you as a regional chancellor can point to when people have issues with consolidation, where you go, look, this is an idea that works?
We're in conversation with Sarasota Manatee about bringing risk management up here and hospitality. We're in conversation with other individuals in Tampa about engineering-related programming being brought here, also doctoral programs, educational leadership, and in the arts, different programs in the arts that we don't have the capacity to offer right now, but we would love to see them come here. Those will be on what's called a master academic plan. So for the next 5 years, we will have a lineup of various programs that we will see come here as a result of the consolidation process. We're excited about that.
You can find out more about the new nursing program coming to USF St. Petersburg on our webpage, wusfnews.org. Regional Chancellor Martin Tadlock, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.